Now, we're very happy to be joined by our first live guest for the program. We're joined today by Sue Bull, who is a member of Socialist Alliance, regular writer for Green Left, and also was a former CFMEU trainer. So Sue Bull had recently wrote an article looking at the Watson Report, which was an inquiry given on the CFMEU following their forced kind of administration by the Albanese government. Sue kind of had quite a good read of the Watson Report and actually came to, I guess, a number of kind of conclusions about it. So, yeah, so good morning, Sue.
Hi,
how are you? Oh, all good. Now, Sue, I wanted to kind of hear from you, what can you tell us about the Watson Report and why it's a kind of attack on the union movement?
Well, it was written by Geoffrey Watson, who was originally employed by the CFMEU just before they were taken into administration in response to the Building Bad expose that a number of journalists had got together on The Age and other sources, media. And those Building Bad claims basically made out that the CFMEU was endemically corrupt and had been involving itself with gangsters and bikies on the big build, which is all of the Victorian infrastructure. So Geoffrey Watson was taken on to help the union investigate itself. But only a very short time later, all of the legislation put forward by the Albanese government came into force, and that put the union under administration. And so everything that the union was doing was then run by the administrator, his name is Irving. And essentially, Watson then was taken on as a consultant by the Irving administration, and he became accountable to them. Now, a year and a half ago or so, he put out an interim report based on his interviews of 15 organisers, where they had been told to speak to Watson. And it was clear from that interim report, which I read really closely, that he had either very little understanding of how the building industry actually operated or was deliberately misrepresenting it. And you could see it in his so-called analysis of how enterprise bargaining agreements come into force. He was making out that shop stewards or union reps on the site, which he labelled as officials, but they're clearly employed by the bosses and elected on the site. He was making out that they were forming the EBAs, and therefore that was a point of corruption. And when this first report came out, a lot of us criticised that for a complete misrepresentation of what happens on site and the EBA process. And he admitted that he'd never got back to the 15 organisers he'd interviewed and never checked his sources, but he put that report out anyway. And it seems in the period that followed, he then did this much more significant report, which came out in the Queensland Commission of Inquiry a week and a half or 2 weeks ago. And it's that one that's done the big damage, because it's that one that makes out that the union ripped off the big bill by $15 billion, even though that was cut out of the report. So there's a lot of political attack in this particular one. So, yeah, that's the background.
Yeah, that $15 billion figure, we're going to be talking to Saul Eslake about that, but I'm keen to hear your thoughts on that number. There's 30,000 CFMEU members.
Yeah.
$15 billion. That's like $500,000 per CFMEU member out of the big build. Oh, I'm a CFMEU member. I don't have my $500,000. Do you have yours?
No, me neither. Oh. And I'm still a member. So this figure was cut out of the report, not just redacted, cut out of the report by Irving, because he said it was unsubstantiated. He didn't even mention that an awful lot in the report is unsubstantiated and guilt by association, but you know, never let the facts get in the way of a good story. So the $15 billion is Watson's estimation of the amount that corrupt CFMU forces alongside of gangsters have ripped off the big bill. It's totally unsubstantiated. It's a complete guess, but somehow or other the media gets hold of it, I presume because it came up in the Queensland Inquiry, and then that's the thing that they're running with. So, it's tragically a real smear campaign, and we know that it's had an impact. Well, we know the whole report's had an impact because new members have been being abused on the street. So it's starting to actually really bite people, even though even he can't substantiate that figure.
I want to go into kind of another question, and you kind of write in your article that, you know, basically one kind of thing about the Watson kind of report is it doesn't really provide any kind of balanced account of the building industry, and very much kind of pushing the idea that the CFMU is not a trade union, but rather a crime syndicate. Do you want to kind of unpack that bit?
Sorry, I might have missed a little bit. That's not a trade union, but a corruption centre.
Yeah, yeah, that was one of the things about, and it but it doesn't provide any balanced account of the building industry.
No, it doesn't. So this is a union that within a you know a 20-year period or so, helped to quarter the number of deaths on building sites. So a lot of its real impetus over the last 20 years has been in terms of safety, but also in terms of raising pay and working conditions substantially, and very much in Victoria, but certainly nationwide, and has set the pace for all other unions. That's the community is represented. So you can see that there's a lot of different enemies to gain from making certain that the CFMEU is seen as a corrupt force and therefore trying to pull it down. And we're not denying that there may not be some issues, and very serious issues. But if that's the case, then why have more people been convicted or,
You might have cut off.
Yeah, you just dropped out a little bit there. More people been convicted or charged?
Yeah, charged on the evidence that Watson says he has, which has not been the case. He hasn't taken any of that evidence to the police. And, you know, and then we find out that the Victorian government's done very little about the allegations either. So all round, there's been very, very little actual investigation, just a lot of slurs. So we're not against, you know, the union being investigated or individuals being charged, but that hasn't actually been the case. It's all been used politically. So it's within the right-wing's agenda to make certain that the union appears to be absolutely criminally corrupt so they can hand over the work we do to other unions that will not be prepared to fight as hard as the CFMEU has done.
Now, Sue, can you comment on the way admin is portrayed as going in and weeding out criminal elements? But the reality has been that scores, dozens of, if not huge numbers of really committed, respected union organisers and staff have either been sacked and made removed persons who can never work for the CFMEU or any other union ever again unless they get delisted. And then in parallel to that, the threat of being made a removed person has been used to discreetly push people out and make them sign non-disclosure agreements in the hope that maybe one day at least they won't be a removed person, they can get a job in the union again after this is all finished. So can you comment on the disconnect between what we're told admin is doing versus the reality on the ground where they're just sending a wrecking ball through the union?
Yeah, see, you can see it really dramatically in Queensland and New South Wales, where the staff has been not only sacked, like over one-third of the staff, in some cases two-thirds of the staff have been sacked, but then replaced not necessarily with people from the industry, but with, you know, hacks from the ACTU. That's essentially what's happened. So you can see that that's really taking hold in some of the other states. In Victoria, huge numbers of organisers have been told to go, or else they'll be investigated. That's essentially how it's been working. But interestingly, the officials that remain have fought really hard to make certain that they're going to be replaced with young workers from the industry, which that's, you know, that's something we need to actually support the local leadership on, because if they can do that, they might be able to stop some of the takeover from forces that are in opposition to the union. Look, that remains to be seen. The union in Victoria, the office has been gutted, and they're having real difficulty trying to stay on top of it. They're doing pretty amazing effort, actually, but they're having real difficulty remaining on top of it. And it's all about trying to make certain that the CFMEU is no longer the militant union that it was.
And Sue, can you also comment on the double standard? Geoffrey Watson, in this report, criticises the CFMEU for failing to stop like criminal contractors from operating. Like, the construction industry is up there with casinos historically as a place that organised crime has been known to try and wash money, because you can bring in cash, you can pay people cash, and you can try and, you know, wash your ill-gotten criminal gains and come out the other side of it with a legitimate investment property that you then sell. So yeah. since time immemorial, organised crime has gravitated towards the construction industry, and that has been a real challenge. Why isn't Geoffrey Watson, like, he'll bag out the CFMEU for apparently not taking action, as if the union has got the coercive powers of the state to somehow shut down businesses run by, you know, dodgy operators. Why isn't Watson calling for companies who are known to have set CFMEU organisers' cars on fire or bash CFMEU organisers? Why isn't he calling for those private companies to be put under administration?
Oh, look, you can only guess, to be perfectly honest. To me, this is a political setup. You know, they're not interested in stopping the bosses. It's the bosses that pay for these alleged corrupt and gangsterish forces as, you know, fixes. They're not paid by the union, ever. They're paid for by the bosses. And there's never been any evidence in anywhere. Remember, this is the third time. We've had two Royal Commissions into the CFMEU in the last 20 years. They've never found any of those links. So this is the third time we've had a massive investigation. And all of those links are...
Sorry, so you just dropped out again. All of those links are...
those elements, not the CFMEU. So you can only put it down to a concerted political attack. It's a political agenda. And now you've got Liberal Party forces, you know, really conservative forces pushing it. They can smell blood, you know. The Yellen government might come down through all of this, and this could be Albanese's legacy, is that the administration of the CFMEU might pull down a state-elected Labor government.
Absolutely. Anyway, Sue, we've probably got to wrap up this interview because we've got to make time for the next interview soon. What do you have any kind of final comments you'd like to end on?
Well, think that all progressive forces have to come out in support of the union. You know, by all means, if there's problems, let's clean them up. But in reality, this is actually a huge hit job being done on probably the most significant union in recent history in Australia. It's horrific to watch.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very much for going on the program, Sue. And yeah, just apologies to our listeners for some of the sound issues in that interview. Sue Ball is actually travelling to Melbourne at the moment by train. So, but yeah, I think it was a great interview regardless. So thank you very much, Sue, for being on the program.
Yeah, thanks very much.